This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Music Hall, starring Al Jolson with Lou Brings Orchestra and Chorus, and Al's guest this week.
Don't keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. Whenever April showers come along.
And here's a song that if you haven't heard it, it ain't my fault. Because I've sung this song 2 million times. Lou, start the 2,000,001. Yesterday I heard a lover sigh. Goodbye, on me or mine. 7 times he got aboard his train. And 7 times he hurried back to kiss his love again and tell her, tootsie, goodbye. Tootsie, don't cry. The future train that takes me away from you. No words can tell how sad it makes me. Kiss it, put it, and then do it over again. Watch for the mail. I'll never fail. And if you don't get a letter, then you'll know I'm in jail. Don't cry, Tootsie, don't cry. Goodbye, Tootsie, goodbye. And then do it over again. Watch for the mail. I'll never fail. And if you don't get a letter, then you'll know I'm in jail. Don't cry, pretty, don't cry. Goodbye, pretty, goodbye.
Hi, Sam.
Hi,
Sam.
What do you want, Al?
Hi, Sam. Something bothering you tonight? You got that new look, huh?
What do you mean, the new look?
Your face is 2 inches longer than usual.
I'm just tired, Al. I haven't been getting much sleep.
Really? Well, I'll tell you what to do. Have you tried counting little woolly sheep?
It doesn't work. Things are so high now, the sheep I count are 25% cotton.
Well, you can kid if you want to, but that idea always works for me. Of course, when I can't sleep, I don't count sheep. I count mink. But I'll say, look, if you're not sleeping, there's something troubling you. Are you worried about money?
Would it do any good if I said yes?
I'll give you $1,000,000.
Thanks.
Worth of advice. Oscar, maybe you're worried about world conditions, politics. Incidentally, do you know who you're going to vote for the next president?
Yeah, Eddie Cantor.
Cantor?
You know Cantor would make a good president.
How come?
He'd know how to talk to Molotov. But Al.
Yes.
I'm not worried about politics.
No?
I'm worried about what I said just before.
What's that?
I'm just worried about not sleeping.
Oscar, look, if a man can't sleep, there's something the matter with him. Look at me, Oscar. Have you done something bad? Have you been buying any grain?
Not me. Not me, Al. Since that investigation started, I wouldn't even dare buy a box of Wheaties.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, Oscar. The way things are today, you can't be too careful. At our house, we turn the lights out when we eat whole wheat bread.
Whenever I do fall asleep for a little while, yeah. I have terrific dreams.
No.
I told a psychiatrist about them.
Well, what did the psychiatrist say his dreams meant?
He didn't tell me what they meant.
No?
He just asked me for their phone numbers.
You know, I think sometimes I ought to go to a psychiatrist.
No use you're going, Al.
No?
He'll only tell you to stay off your ego for a few weeks. I think I'll play the piano.
But, Oscar, look. Please, just a moment. I'd like to talk some more about you not sleeping.
Well, don't talk to me while I'm playing. I'm usually asleep at that time. Here's Lecuona's Malaguena, which nobody requested.
Oscar. Oscar, give me that again, will you?
Lecuona's Malaguena.
That's fine. Just when I'm learning how to pronounce Gibushi.
How?
He gives me with a Lecuona's Malaguena. No, go ahead and play it.
Al to sing one of your old favorites.
Way down on the levee in old Alabama, there's Daddy and Mammy, there's Ephraim and Sammy. On a moonlight night, you can find them all. While they are waiting, the banjos are syncopating. What's that they're saying? What's that they're saying? While they keep playing, a humming and swaying, it's a good ship. Drop a dilly that's on the carry, get cotton away. Watch them shuffling along. See them shuffling along. So take your best gal, your real pal. Go down to the levee. I said the levee. Join that shuffling throng. Yeah, that music and song. It's simply great, mate. Waiting on the levee, waiting for the robbery along. So take your best gal, your real gal. Go down to the levee, march to the levee. Join that shuffling throng. Yeah, that music and song. It's simply great, mate. Wait on the levee, wait for the robber to leave.
We'll be right back.
Al, you remember I've been playing Chopin's waltz on the installment plan?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, here's another down payment on account.
Oscar, wait a minute. That isn't Chopin's waltz. That's the Polonaise.
Oh, I owe an installment on a Polonaise on Hildegard's show.
Oh.
Al, listen to this.
Oscar, that's Afternoon of a Faun by Claude Asherley Debussy.
Why, how in the world did you know?
Oh, it was easy. Let's face it, Oscar. I'm only about half as dumb as people think. Give me an arpeggio, and I'll show you something that'll surprise you.
Well, here's an arpeggio surprise.
Oh, sola mia. Stung from the tea. Lecho de di pneshaba. Oh, sola mia.
Bravo, bravo. This is the new Al Jolson.
Now, the same one with a high dramatic edit.
Al, you haven't said anything about your new baby. I expected to hear a lot of proud father stories.
Oh, I didn't forget, little Asa. Is that kid of mine smart? He's only 4 weeks old. And you know something? Already he knows all my routine.
Then he isn't so smart.
What? Oscar, I'm glad you reminded me. The baby's listening in. And I got to sing him to sleep.
Before the kid dials you out, you better rock him with that lullaby. Here's a homogenized arpeggio.
What?
A homogenized arpeggio.
Oscar, I don't like to correct you. It's homogenized.
Sweetest little fellow everybody knows. Don't know what to call him, but he's mighty like a rose. Looking at his mammy with eyes so shiny blue, make you think that heaven is a-coming close to you. When he's dark a-sleeping in his little place, thinks I see the angels looking through the lace. When the dark is falling, when the shadows creep, then I sneak on tiptoe to kiss him in his sleep. Sweetest little fellow, everybody knows. Don't know what to call him, but he's mighty like a rose. Looking at his mammy with eyes so shiny blue, make you think that heaven is a-coming close to you.
That was very pretty, Al.
Thanks, Oscar.
Now I got something for your baby.
Oscar, wait a minute. Is that any way to put the baby to sleep?
I wasn't trying to put him to sleep. I was just trying to burp him.
Oscar, do me a favor. Will you play little Asa a nice lullaby before he goes to sleep, will you?
Okay, Al. How about Brahms' lullaby?
Oh, that's pretty. That really is pretty. Mr. Brahms must have loved children.
As a matter of fact, Brahms never had any children.
No?
That's why I could write a lullaby. His house was always nice and quiet.
You know something?